I want to catch up with Tegan Swan. She was at the council meeting last night. Tegan, good morning.
Good morning, Moffy.
Well, the outcome is what we expected. 4-4, the casting vote, the motion carried for the next stage of the cultural and civic space, but there is a development, I understand.
Yeah, there is. And look, it was probably the expected outcome, but, you know, not the one that we wanted. But there is a rescission motion that we have put in place to. All we're really asking for is just the full costing of the project in line with how we usually do it, so that it includes the associated civil works, roadways, paths, car parks, all of those things. Include all of the exclusions, because depending on what cost plan you look at, and that is confidential, so I can't give you too many details, there's a number of things that are not included in the project that are going to cost, so we need to be aware of them. And just what's the inside look like? There's, as far as what furniture and fittings and all of those things are going in, because it's quite ambiguous, and there's no real detail. And if you look at the costings that have been provided, some confidential, some not, they don't line up anywhere with the current trends or rates that people use to anticipate how much a project of this size would cost in the internal fit-out. So we've asked for that as well. And just clarification of the methodology used to determine, okay, what is the size of the library space? How did we get to, you know, 2 times bigger or 3.5 times bigger or whatever it happens to be across the library and the gallery and the museum? Because there's a lot of discrepancies and people are working out different ways. So let's just make it really clear, because no one has been willing to say, all right, we calculated it this way. So it's just about all getting on the same page, all having all of the information at once, the way we usually do, to consider the implications fully. And then we have also asked that either prior to the upcoming September elections or as part of it, as under the Local Government Act 1993, that we undertake a poll to the entire community to show once and for all where the support lies and what people want. So I think it's a pretty reasonable approach that we're taking, to be honest.
Now, the cost, obviously, was mentioned last night in the meeting by the general manager in a roundabout way, that it was from the delays that there was the increase in cost. By delaying it even further to essentially September, isn't that going to add even more cost as well then? If it does come back saying, overall, the community, yeah, we do want this?
Well, do you know what? So if we look at it impartially, so last night, yeah, it was inferred quite strongly that the majority of the cost escalation was because of council delays. Now, if you go back through the decision point making, we've had a go at a rescission motion, so we slowed it up by 2 weeks. I am at a loss to find out how, as councillors, we impacted it beyond that. There's a number of factors, and we were even told by the consultants that a similar project of a similar size has more than doubled in cost, and they had no delays. So I don't think it's fair or reasonable to say that it was because of councillor delays. But if you want to put it there, it doesn't actually matter. If we look at the 6 to 9 month delay, it added about $4 million. To me, the certainty of the community saying yes or no is worth that $4 million. And you know what? Maybe in that time we can address some of the other things so we get the better outcomes as well, so that the benefit to the community in our cost-benefit ratio gets above moderate. It was 4.7 out of 10. You know, that's not even halfway. There's better ways that we can do it. And maybe that time is going to strengthen and improve the project even more.
So the rescission motion, does that go to the next council meeting in 2 weeks?
It does indeed. It will be in the next business paper.
All right. Well, we'll see how it pans out there. Tegan, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Moffy.
Councillor Tegan Swan joining us this morning after the council meeting last night.
Moffy in the morning.
George Sicardo, the Deputy Mayor, is on the line. George, good morning.
Good morning, Moffy. Good morning, listeners.
It was a long meeting last night.
It was. It was. Unfortunately, I feel that there was a lot of delay tactics employed. But look, I was just listening to my colleague, Councillor Swan, and I would like to make this observation. I'm one of those councillors that have attended every single briefing. I have attended every single council meeting. I have read and answered most of the emails. And I tell you now, when I go to a briefing meeting or a council meeting, I shut the phone off. I'm not on the keyboard answering 20 people because I want them to put like in Facebook or answering the local MP some of the questions. I turn the phone off, and when I go to every briefing, I listen and I ask questions. So all the things that Councillor Swan said, every single thing, were very painfully and clearly explained to us on briefing after briefing after briefing. So I don't know what happened that she missed that information. Maybe she was busy with something. I don't really know. I cannot speak for her. But to me, it was extremely clear. Also, let's not forget the few councillors, and you will find it through your records, and if you listen to the recording, they said the deciding point for them to consider was when the DA was going to be approved or not. That was the line on the sand that that they were going to make the decision to support the project or not support it. Well, the DA was approved, but they did continue on the trajectory. It did not make a difference of what they committed originally. I find it very surprising last night. A lot of things were introduced. I understand Councillor Swan said it herself that the Member of Parliament was sending her some stuff from the live meeting. I found it very odd, to be honest with you. I don't know how that works, but I do have all the information. I do have all the ratios. We have done it very clearly through a long, long and exhaustive period of time. And I believe it's time to move on.
George, one of the things that Councillor Swan spoke about was the rescission motion that'll come up in the meeting in 2 weeks' time, and about having a poll when it goes to the September election to say yes or no, we go ahead with it. That's still a fair while away from now. How do you feel about that?
Well, first of all, Moffy, yes, we've been informed this morning by the general manager that the rescission motion has been placed. When the rescission motion is discussed, so I cannot comment on something that that hasn't happened yet. That's not my style. Go to a poll. You know, there was an email that we got during the week, and this is the part that I find it very interesting and challenging. When you look at the email, I don't subscribe to any of the social media, but some people show it to me, and I read the snippets. When you look at the people that support the project, you will see how respectful the emails are and how factual they are. When you look at the emails of the non-supporters, you can see the clear difference of being insultive, misleading information, incorrect information, and threatening. And I think, I am not sure here, that Councillor Swan is basing that, because we got one of the emails from one of those person that I posed, that all he said was, please make sure you delay the project, otherwise you will not be voted on for the next time. Look, I'm not afraid of facing the polls. I'm not afraid. I'm not going to vote in a decision that I know that if I vote, if I make a decision, I know I'm going to get more votes. I'm going to make a decision based on the information, based on the homework I have done, and it doesn't matter if I get voted or not. Mm-hmm. That's not my concern. No, I don't believe that we need to go to the poll. That's all delay tactics. And I 100% agree with the general management assessment it will increase the price. It's a fact alive. Yep. And he will increase in price.
Okay. George, we've got to go because we've got the Ray Halley Morning Show coming up. But okay. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for the opportunity and good morning, listeners.
There is Deputy Mayor and Councillor George Sicardo.